With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Rhinelander's holiday open house last weekend saw lots of foot traffic and brought a boost to local businesses. They're hoping for a repeat this weekend with Small Business Saturday and the major start of the holiday shopping season. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with some small business owners about the importance of shopping local.
Last weekend's holiday open house in downtown Rhinelander brought in more foot traffic to the area than Zach Hext has seen for the annual event in the 3 years he's had his Magic Man game store downtown.
You know, I know not just us, but there was a few of the shops that had fantastic sales weekends, so it was good to see, and it was glad that the community was able to kind of come together and at least, see what's offered downtown.
Hext is having sales for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. This time of year is always busy for a store that sells a range of games and gives people a place to play them. He's expecting this year to be one of the best in the 5 years he's been in business.
In the last couple years, there's been a trend away from some of the box stores, away from some of the online stuff. We've seen an uptick in the shop local mentality.
Hex says shopping local isn't just important for his and other small businesses in the area. It's important for communities as a whole. 68 out of every $100 spent at local stores remains in the local economy.
If you keep your money local, your money comes back to you. It gets invested in your community.
Ruth Hempel at Fourth Floral says it even goes beyond that. The Rhinelander business has been in her family for more than 120 years and is currently run by her and her husband Henning. She calls local business owners the front line of the community, often the ones contributing to local fundraisers and events.
I just feel like small business is the heart, the backbone, the heartbeat of your community.
This time of year is also busy for her business, right up there with Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. Hempel and Hext know there are a lot of options for shopping, but when you do, they hope you shop local.
You know, if you can keep your money local, it will help benefit you and your community more than it does anything else. So that's why I always say, if you can shop local, do it.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
Tomorrow marks 15 years since Small Business Saturday was created as a way to support small businesses during the holidays and throughout the year. Since it was founded, shoppers have spent an estimated $201 billion at small businesses on Small Business Saturday. Cross-country ski areas in the Upper Peninsula and northern Wisconsin finished in the top 10 in a ranking by readers of USA Today. ABR Ski Trails at Ironwood finished in second place in the voting. The 1,100-acre Nordic Skiing Center boasts over 45 miles of cross-country trails. ABR Ski Trails' diverse trail system includes classic striding trails, combination skate and striding trails, snowshoeing trails, and trails for dog-pulled ski-joring. Finishing fourth on the list was Minocqua Winter Park. USA Today says Minocqua Winter Park has over 50 miles of groomed trails traversing the region's glacier-carved terrain. The park features a variety of beginner, intermediate, and advanced trails, which are groomed for both skate and classic skiing. Devil's Thumb Ranch in Colorado was in first place in the rankings. Emergency workers put themselves at risk when doing their jobs as cars and trucks are passing close by. Wisconsin law requires drivers to move over to help keep those workers safe. Wisconsin State Patrol Trooper Jacob Sampson.
Anytime our officers, other first responders, or other emergency vehicle operators are parked on the side of the road to provide assistance or speak with a driver, it puts them just feet away from passing traffic. Wisconsin law dictates that drivers must move out of the lane closest to a stopped emergency vehicle with its lights activated. If you cannot safely move over, then you must slow down.
You also need to put down the phone, as cell phone use is not allowed when going through an emergency response area. Every year, there are more than 128,000 traffic crashes in Wisconsin. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. Nationwide, 32 emergency responders were struck and killed by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in 2023. Monarch butterflies could be on the federal endangered species list by year's end. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
Eastern monarchs found in northeastern states saw an 80% population decline between the 1980s and 2020. Their Western counterparts have seen a 90% population drop. Environmental groups petitioned for them to be listed as threatened back in 2014, and the monarch became a candidate species in 2020. Rebecca Quinones-Pignon with the National Wildlife Federation says monarch butterflies face many threats. She calls monarch butterflies a canary in the coal mine for pollinators in the ecosystem, a warning that more needs to be done to help the environment. Home gardeners can play a role in helping monarch butterfly populations by planting milkweed and goldenrods, which are helpful to the species. Milkweeds are the only plant monarch butterfly caterpillars can eat and survive on. Mary Phillips, also with the National Wildlife Federation, says there are some mistakes people make in trying to help monarchs thrive.
Don't worry if, you know, you see the various predators. There's also a milkweed bug that sometimes goes on these plants. People get nervous about that. It's okay. It's natural. It'll go away. It will not harm the milkweed overall.
She adds another common mistake is spraying garden or systemic pesticides, which can harm monarchs. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
The U.S. Postal Service is encouraging people to send holiday cards and packages sooner rather than later if you want them to get there on time. USPS hires around 7,500 seasonal employees to help handle the increase in mail over the holidays. If people want gifts and cards to arrive at their destination by Christmas, they need to be postmarked by December 18th for most mail service. December 21st is the last day for Priority Mail Express service. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.